Despite being caught red-handed, Louis wasn't too concerned. What could the school do to him? Under Torrance Junior High's punishment system, every student started the school year with 100 merit points. The principal called Louis into his office and explained that since he had already blown through all of his merit points, 15 points for the latest escapade would be deducted from his high school total. Louis would enter Torrance High in January with only 85 merit points left to lose for the year. He would also be barred from participating in high school sports, but Louis didn't care. What did it matter? He knew sports were not for him. Louis was just glad the principal didn't report him to the police this time. Louis graduated from Torrance Junior High in December 1931. In California, children born during the winter months entered high school halfway through the traditional school year. Christmas 1931 was hard. The Depression was in full swing throughout the country. Louis knew that his father was lucky to have a job. Lots of other men did not. In fact, nearly 20% of men looking for work, and some of the boys in Louis's class, were not allowed to go on to high school because they were needed to help provide food for their families. In February 1932, Louis entered ninth grade at Torrance High, which shared the same campus with the junior high. On the first day, Louis discovered he was not banned from sports after all. Louis learned why when he mentioned it to Pete. Pete sheepishly explained that he had gone to see the principal, taking their mother with him. He had begged the principal to allow Louis to enter high school with a clean slate. "Isn't that great?" Pete said. "Now you can do track with me." Louis rolled his eyes. "Well, you shouldn't have bothered," he muttered. "I'm not joining any team, ever." "You could if you wanted to. That's the point," Pete said, pressing the issue. "Wild horses couldn't drag me onto the track," Louis said, imagining how embarrassing it would be to run in front of an audience. He was used to running away from trouble. He didn't see the point in running around a track with hundreds of people staring at you, watching you fail. Louis's behavior had become antisocial. He refused to eat with the family, insisting instead on sitting on the kitchen floor and using the open oven door as his table. He also refused to sleep inside the house. At night, he dragged his bedding outside and slept under the stars. Louis knew it was odd behavior, but that's what he wanted to do. What he did care about was hearing others talk about him. Louis hated that. He even overheard his mother talking to Uncle Louis and Aunt Margaret about it.